So, let us say that a person gets into a system through the wrong means, but sticks with that system and gets something out of it. For example, Ash, let's say you are an upright father, which I believe you will be. You know, you advise your kids to do things the right way. You don't support any wrong. And then your child says, "Hey, Dad, there's some competition that we're supposed to go for. I did not qualify. I don't deserve to be there. But I was able to bribe my way in." And you're like, "Oh, no, no, that's wrong." But after bribing his way in, he actually did work hard and he eventually won it. What would be the highlight for you? The fact that he won? Or would you rebuke him for getting into that competition the wrong way? What would be bigger, the wrong or the right?
From where I'm standing, the wrong.
Okay. So you would acknowledge his hard work, his victory, what he's been through. You'd be more concerned about the fact that he bribed his way in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There are footballers. At least we hear stories every day. I don't know how it works, but we hear of people who sometimes had to pay their way from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go for training, scouting, and whatever they call it. So they pay, they bribe, and then they take them to Europe. They start playing football internationally. And then this person eventually becomes a big star. Represents the country, does well for his club, becomes a global phenomenon. But you see, he was not able to get in the right way. They had to bribe some people. Would you invalidate this person's career? Let's imagine that we heard that Lionel Messi did not have a spot in Barcelona, that his father had to pay someone. So they removed somebody's name.
Yeah.
You know, there was one slot. They removed one guy's name, somebody who we would never know, and then put Messi's name. And then Messi has turned out to be who he is. What would be the bigger highlight for you? The wrong that they did to get him in, or the fact that Messi has proven himself?
I would like to answer like this. I think that all of us, mm-hmm. in our respective lives, we've enjoyed some type of unfair advantage.
Okay.
Just because people will not have had evidence to prove that we've enjoyed some sort of advantage,
okay.
doesn't discount the fact that we have. So as long as we cannot prove in tangible terms that you've cut corners, it's easy for us to, you know, to celebrate all of your success.
Okay.
But the moment we are clear about the fact that, you know, you have that unfair advantage,
yeah.
we are constantly going to speak to that. We are constantly going to say, come on, maybe others would have been able to do better. If you didn't have this financial lottery that you won.
Okay.
Because the people around you had some type of access, you know, probably you wouldn't have done as well as you're doing. So, we would always do that. But I know that in our individual lives, we have moments of unfair advantage,
okay.
you know, that we all enjoy one way or the other.
I agree. Now, Ashley, I can assure you, if it turns out that Messi bribed his way into Barcelona, there's no way we would think that the other person would be as great as Messi. I can tell you that for free. I can't see the future, neither do I know the past. Another person's past, by the way. But the level that this guy operates on is reserved for a few. Like you have, right now in the world, they're talking about Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. There's nobody that, they don't add anybody. Neymar that would have mumushly tried, you know? So we're talking about two people who we know what they're capable of. We understand their capability. It's just that maybe somehow, because the opportunity did not present itself, they tried and tried and tried. So, okay, they decided to cut corner just to get in.
Now, for footballers in South America, right?
Mm.
Loads of times, they are investments. People spot those talents and invest their money for them to play with certain clubs, right? So, that happens. But that's only because the talent is there.
Okay.
So, in the situation where there's an Olodo kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pay the person's way through everything. And they now eventually, like you said, at least we can, you know, try to understand, because there's proof of hard work. We can see this person delivering on excellence.
Yeah.
So it's easy to manage that experience. But in the situation where, you know, this person is a complete, you know, nuisance.
Okay.
Then it becomes hard to deal with.
All right. So because the person came through with hard work, we can just forget how they got in.
Yeah. If a person is hardworking, and this was my personal experience. There was a guy in my class who was, he's not what you would call an academic student.
Okay.
He's not a classroom guy.
Mm.
But the guy is super brilliant. He was the best writer in class. When he came to poetry, he was like miles ahead of everyone else.
Mm.
He failed a particular course. And the lecturer in charge of the course was like, if this guy had reached out to me, I would have done something on the merit of what I know about him. I would have been able to aid him some way. But okay. I would have tried to make sure that whatever he was going to get would not be limited to him.
Okay.
Because what he had on the course was 39, and he needed to have scored 40 to pass the course.
Mm.
So the guy was saying, I could have easily just given 5 marks across board.
Okay.
Right? Everybody gets 5 marks.
Mm.
It lifts him, including other people who are in the same situation above, you know, the finish line. So that can be some people's experience. You know that, you know, this person just had a moment of weakness, you know, and there are many ways to look at it. Helping them at that point can impede them from making, you know, from attaining what they need to attain.
Mm.
It can also aid them.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times we are now grateful when the person goes ahead to maximize the advantage that they've been given and, you know, make full proof of it.
Next story. A lady's mother is about to be homeless, or the lady herself is about to be homeless. Landlord wants to evict these people from their home. They've gone north, west, south, east, no money. They've done everything. And somehow, a savior appears. Now, mind you, they are at the brink of being evicted. The man who comes along to pay the rent and, you know, get them stable is a married man who is dating their daughter. Now, that relationship, of course, you and I know, it's wrong. But thanks to the intervention, the family is not homeless. What would you focus on? The illicit relationship or the fact that mama is not under the bridge?
this one is you know, I think that we have a, what's his name now? Israel situation. What's that guy's name again?
What guy?
Israel J. Denzel.
His son?
Denzel.
Roman J. Israel.
Roman J. Israel. Okay, I think we have a Roman J. Israel situation.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So there are loads of times when we see people who in quote, are between the rock and the hard place, right? And then they go on to entertain some type of things that we frown at.
Mm.
And it's easy to make that excuse to say, okay, you know, they were going to be thrown under the bridge.
Mm.
And a lot of times when we are faced with pressure, it's easy to just entertain the wrong thing.
Okay.
Because that's what seems visible. Until maybe the thing blows up in your face. Only then will you begin to realize all the other things that you could have done.
Yeah, but Ash, for this particular situation, time is also a factor.
Yes, see, there are times when...
Landlord say, if you don't produce this rent in 1 week, I will throw you out.
Yeah, there are times when... See, the Oracle, I've learned that life is... Life is full of risks, and you know our ability to manage those risks is critical to our growth.
Okay.
Right. So for this lady, who is in this situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gets help
from a married man.
Right. From a married man, which is from a transactional relationship. I mean,
indeed.
The only reason why you're getting the help is because you're giving something in return.
Yes, that's give help, get help. GHMPH.
Exactly. Mm. So now, it's easy to do that. But how about you go on the street and get a different kind of help?
I don't understand.
Because you can go on the street.
I don't understand. You say because. Explain it first.
That's what I'm saying now.
Okay.
You go on the street.
Uh-huh.
And some good man who would not be looking for exchange.
Okay.
Says, ah, why are you guys on the street? You know, I have this two-bedroom apartment at blah, blah, blah.
Actually.
I know in your head you're painting. Is impossible.
No. I have seen miracles. I've been a recipient of miracles. It's not impossible. It's not the word that I would use, you know.
It's hard.
Things have happened in my life that if you tell somebody, the reaction will be, nah, lie.
Yeah.
So I'm not thinking it's not possible. However. However.
So now, in submission to a higher power,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times when that is your personal experience, right, you're submitting to a higher power to say that, see, this thing goes against my belief. If I have to go on the streets, is the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego story, right? Mm-hmm. If we are going into this fire, we are going, right? We believe that we'll get help, but in the case that we don't, we would live on the streets.
The girl sleeps with the married man, collects the money, pays the rent, and changes. Just so mama is not home. Mama is old, she's sick, she cannot stay on that bridge, she might die. So she just does it for a bit, gets some money, you know, puts her life together, and cuts off the married man. It's just for that period.
See, as far as I'm concerned, now I would personally speaking, I would forgive anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would hold it against... I don't think I hold anything against people who, you know, have been hard-pressed by life. And if, because of that, done certain things that are not so comfortable.
Mm.
I can forgive all of that. I mean, who am I not to? But I cannot also accept that that should be a way of living.
All right.
Right? So it's like me saying that, you know, I'm going to steal because...
You're hungry.
You know, I'm hungry, or my mother is going to be thrown out on the street, so I went to rob someone. You know.
No, not rob. Rob, that's a violent crime.
Okay.
Steal.
I went to steal.
Steal.
Something that doesn't belong to me.
Mm.
You know, when people are definitely going to frown at it, no matter. It's just that maybe it's not what the lady did.
Okay.
And if you're a guy and you do the same thing, because this life no balance, right? So when a lady sleeps with a married man to get her family to keep staying in the house,
mm-hmm.
right, if a guy does the same, it becomes a serious issue. If as a man you begin to sleep with someone's wife,
no, that one is heavier.
Why?
In Nigeria
it's the same experience.
No, again, I'm not endorsing anyone. Sleeping with a married man is different from sleeping with a married woman.
Why?
Actually, I don't know why. I don't know how to explain it. But in the societal context of infidelity, married woman own the heavy. It'd be like say thunder. Hey, a married woman. No. Married man is... There's no way I would explain this without sounding like, you know, I'm endorsing the behavior. But you know what I mean? They say, in fact, just hearing the two stories... Say, see that man in the sleep with Uniport girl. Sorry if you're from Uniport. It's just
my school.
It's close to our office here. Say, that's what men they do. Even women would dismiss it, but see that married woman. She they carry small boy. Hey, my brother, it's heavier now. That one day it is thick.
I feel like we always have an opportunity to decide, you know, the cause of our actions, because I'll give you an instance.
Mm-hmm.
Two girls are in school. Right, faced with the same type of challenge.
All right,
no money to pay fees, eating is a struggle. One decides that she would, you know, find a hookup, someone who can, you know, meet those needs.
Yes, sir.
Another one decides that, you know what, I'm going to look around my class, find these someone who decide that they are not going to be in school, who are going to look for hookups. I'll write their notes. I'll be in class, learn, and be able to teach them when they have the time, and they'll pay me for it.
How much?
I don't know. Now, they'll be in the best position to determine how much they're going to take.
Well, I wish we can talk to someone who does hook up, if they'll call us live and tell us how much one session pays.
So you see, at the end of the day, sometimes the problem is with our greed more than it is about the situation itself.
We're talking survival, Ashley.
Yeah, sometimes it now goes beyond that because...
No. At the initial stage, it's survival. Beyond that is you've collected like two settlements.
That's what everybody who commits crime tells themselves. That, I'm just surviving, you know.
Okay.
Until it's no longer until you're chilling. Until you're like the... What's the last guy? The lion guy that was caught some time ago?
Yeah, I think lion, the kidnapper from Bielsa.
Yeah, so yeah. Maybe for that guy, he was, you know, my family needs to feed.
No, that one is not... Throw him in jail. No.
But it's the same thing.
No, it's not. Violent crime.
People are, like the good book would say, people are tempted when they are drawn, you know.
I agree, but if you've listened to all the stories, no violent crime. Sleeping with somebody's husband, stealing to...
You think it's not violent?
No, come on. Violent, like... Violent crime, Nash. I don't need to explain. To choke somebody. Hey,
I know a story, right? When I was in school, there was this dude. There was a couple of girls. I think there were like three in that room.
All right.
So this dude would come to their house. In the morning, you would hear arguments. Never pay me, you get money, they can't follow woman.
No, hold on. No vex. Ash, help me understand. Three girls live in a room.
Yes.
A dude comes to their room.
Yes.
Who is the dude?
Oh, someone's husband in this case.
Oh, okay. That's how you should, a married man. Now that you should have. Okay, so a married man goes to the room. And
so by morning now, the girls, they don't see Zinkaki.
Oh, he spends the night?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
So, but the highlight of it was I was on my way out and he was on the phone. I think one of his kids was on the phone and they've been driven from school.
Hell!
So he was on the phone saying, give the phone to your teacher. But I tell them, say, I go give them. So I felt uncomfortable about it. But that's the thing, you know. That's how these things work.
Wait, no vex. Let's go back. Do you know this man's name?
I don't know his name, but in that situation,
let's give him a name.
You see that now is a violent thing.
No, hold on. Ash, give this man a name, please. I need to be calling.
Okobioko.
I was hoping you give an actual name so that whoever owns that name can be offended.
This one is conscious avoidance.
Okay, so Mr. Okobioko has kids in school whose fees he has not paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to sleep with three girls in your lodge.
Absolutely.
Ha! This name you gave him is perfect for him. Okobioko. Hi! My brother. What is the problem? Sometimes people behave as if before they do these things, they first have to stop by a theater for a surgery. They open their brain and remove sense, you know? And it's laser. They just open it.
That's why I
remove
said...
Remove the sense. So, stitch them back. And say, you are going to the world and be useless.
And be useless, yeah. Just that's why I said, just because you don't feel like you're pointing a gun at someone does not mean that you're not doing something dangerous to the person.
Ah, well, I agree with you.
I know someone who was a yahoo boy.
Okay.
And I know the reason for which he stopped. He had one of his clients had paid him, I remember vividly, $12,000.
Wow.
And
that's huge in any economy, even when Naira was 100 and something.
And of course, it was a scam now. So he later, the guy started reaching out to say that, you know, that you need to come through with our agreement. The money I sent to you was for my mom's surgery.
Oh, my.
You know, so it's blood money. Anyhow you look at it, it's blood money. Just because you think that you haven't pointed a gun at anyone doesn't mean that, you know, you're not causing people serious pain. So a lot of times we make those excuses because we think, well, I'm not pointing a gun at anyone, or, you know, nobody really knows, you know. So, but somebody might be somewhere heartbroken, going through a lot of pain because of your actions. So the moment you have that in mind, it's easier for you to be more empathetic and for you to, you know, channel your mind right when you're faced with pressure and understand that instead of, you know, suddenly just choosing to lean on doing the wrong thing, you can actually do the right thing.
Okay, well, my next story was going to be of a Yahoo boy. Now you have talked about a Yahoo boy that has taken a man's life. So it's going to be difficult for me to follow up with that story. But I will. I'll find a way. I always do. I'd like to hear from you. Do you believe there is absolute wrong or absolute right? Is it possible to start on the wrong foundation and end on the right one? Say I get money from the wrong source. I steal or do something crazy, but I eventually use it for good. Like Robin Hood. Right? Steal from the rich, give to the poor. If we had a guy who was a thief, who steals only from corrupt politicians, now he's stealing.
Yeah.
But he's certain that these politicians are corrupt. And then he brings the money to the community to do good. Mm. What would you call that guy?
Merry man.
Would you think that this person is a criminal? Because again, the money came from crime.
Yeah, but you're just the other side of the same coin. I mean, it's the same thing.
So he's a criminal?
Yeah.
So if they give you the money, you won't take it?
I won't.
Okay.
If I'm sure of the source.
I like the pause before the answer. 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. Do you believe in good coming out of bad and bad coming out of good? Call me and tell me. You can also call 0817923 0002. You can see that the phone lines acting funny. They always talk fast towards the final third to catch up with the tempo of the game and put more life to it. But when the match is not in its final third, they are always calm. Biola is talking about the commentary. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Echo Promise, calling from Maori.
All right, go ahead.
Someone stealing from the rich and giving to the poor masses. It's called a philanthropic giving.
Really?
Yes.
Did I hear philanthropic?
That's what I heard, my brother. Why do you think so?
Because it's been the work of a crusader. You know, the work of a crusader is to take from the rich and distribute it to the poor.
Would you like to be a rich person?
You said?
Would you like to be a rich man at some point in your life?
I would like to be a rich man.
Okay, so let's say you have become rich and a person steals from you and gives to the poor. Would you feel the way you are now?
If I got my richness from a good angle and actually someone steals it and give it to the poor, that means the person is teaching me there's something I'm missing somewhere. I'm telling you, can't do it from my mind.
Okay.
You know? But if I also got it from a wrong angle and someone takes it and also give it to the poor, I think the person is also doing a good work.
Okay. So depending on how you made your money.
I don't know if I will use this opportunity. I have a complaint to make.
Complain about what? I hope it's connected to what we're talking about.
I don't know if I can just give you a brief, if you would allow me.
Okay, well, I don't know what it is, but if you can make it quick, let's see if it's something I can listen to. Go ahead.
Okay, there is a police CSP in Ozoba Police Station, living close to my area.
Okay.
Came on Sunday and arrested my mom.
Wow.
The woman is a poor widow. So what actually transpired was that my mom, which is a pastor, in the church in Roma Hollow, there has a goat.
Okay.
You know, and this goat is a female goat.
Okay.
Actually, the goat was presented to her for someone she prayed for, and God answered the prayer, and the person decided to come and thank God a goat.
Okay.
Now, just because this goat happened to come in by June last month, last year, June 2021. That's when this goat came in. I personally went and bought it at Rumosi.
Hold on, you bought the goat?
I also have the man I bought the goat from.
Hold on. Hello.
Hello, yes.
You said someone gave her the goat, someone she prayed for. How did you now buy the same goat?
No, what actually happened was that the person was at Onisha. Are you with me, sir?
I'm listening.
Yeah, the person resides in Onitsha. So the person decided to come to Port Harcourt to give you the Thanksgiving. So the person said, he cannot move the live good from Onitsha down to Port Harcourt.
Okay.
So they're going to send me money to buy it and keep for them. When they come, I hand it over to them.
Are you here? I'm losing you. You're losing me, rather. But go ahead, go ahead.
So you helped them buy the goat that you are going to use for the Thanksgiving?
Yes, I helped them buy the goat.
Okay.
So since June last year, 2021, up until date, I have not had any issues, because the person in question is my mom. I've not had any issues of anybody coming to complain of any goat. Up until today is Monday. This is... a week ago, I came into my compound, because my compound doesn't have a gate. I came into my compound on Monday morning. I wasn't around on Sunday. I came in on Monday morning. I saw a strange goat in my compound. Are you listening?
Okay.
So I tried driving this goat away. The goat ran, but also came back, because I have a female goat in my...
Oh, okay, so it's a male goat.
Yes, it's a male goat.
Okay, okay.
I have the pictures with me here. It's a male goat.
Mm.
So I tried chasing this goat, all to no avail. This goat keep coming back. And my mom has some crops in the compound. This male goat has damaged everything. Everything, as I'm telling you, everything. So what I did was... That thing happened on Monday. I chased this goat on Monday, no way. Chased this goat on Tuesday, no way. Chased this goat on Wednesday, no way. So I was forced to tie the goat down in the middle of my compound. My compound does not have a gate. People pass, they can see. Because I don't know who owns the goat. My neighbor living close to me, I have asked my neighbor, is this your goat? My neighbor said, no, it's not his goat. And this goat is destroying my properties. I have chased it away. It's not going. That will tie the goat down. You know.
Okay, so you're taking a lot of time. So is this why the police arrested your mom?
Yes. They brought him with a van on Sunday night. My mother is sick, seriously sick. She's at Rumokoro Police Station. I'm talking to you now. Seriously sick. My mother is down. When these people barged into the compound, they started shooting that they are looking for the stolen goat. They are looking for the stolen goat. I wasn't around. I was like, what is happening here? My mom called and told me what is happening. I was shocked.
Okay, okay.
Then in the process of it, then my mom accosted them.
So we don't...
They beat her up, threw her in the van, cast the goat I tied her, which is the male goat. I don't know who owns it.
Okay.
Throw in the police van, carry my own female goat, throw in the police van also, and move to Rumokoro right from Sunday. As I'm telling to you, today, Monday morning, my female goat gave birth in the police station, in Rumokoro police station there. And they said they were not going to release my mom, that I should bring the rest goat that is the police DPO in Osoba police station.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry I'm laughing, but it really is a funny story. So here's the thing, right?
Yes.
We have just your side of the story, because there are lots of things you've said which, you know, would need some serious questioning. For example, the police came, started shooting. It's difficult to imagine that they did that just for a goat. They started shooting. They arrested your mom, arrested the male and female goat.
Yes.
I mean, it's a lot to do for just goats. I already had questions at some point in your story. If you were giving the money, and I know that it doesn't connect to where we are now in the story, you are giving money from the person who wants to do Thanksgiving. Why didn't you just give the money to your mom? Why did you still have to buy a goat? Because they wanted to give the goat to her as appreciation. I feel like the money would have done more for her. So why didn't you just give her the money? Why did you still have to go and buy a goat and still give her?
I bought the goat based on instruction of the person coming to do the Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because the person said, I want to present a live substance.
Okay. Okay, I get that.
And she's my mom. My mom is a widow. She's sealed. So I usually run all the errands.
All right. So you would have to, again, it's if every part of your story is the truth.
Okay.
I mean, it's wrong for police. This is it's a civil matter. For the police to even be involved, it's a problem on its own. So what you would do is you need to get a lawyer. and you guys need to go to the police station, because it doesn't make sense that your mom has spent... When did they arrest her?
On Sunday night.
Yes, and this is Monday night, so she's...
Today is Monday, breaking Tuesday. Yes. I got a lawyer.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Wow, Ashley, that is...
It's unfortunate.
It's quite the story.
Because the mom was waxed on was just playing in my head.
I'm not supposed to laugh, but come on, that's a funny story. Like, yo. And this male goat has been coming to the house.
It would be nice if you can actually call back, you know.
Yeah, so my brother, we would need you to call back. Because for all the while, the male goat has been coming. I mean, I imagine the male goat to be an unmarried man that came to spend the night with three girls. So somehow the owner was nowhere to be found when the goat came, slept in the compound, had sex, and got free food. We did not see owner. And according to him, because I feel like maybe he didn't do enough to find out who owns the goat.
Yeah, possibly.
You know? I was going to ask that question. He just asked his neighbor who... I mean, there are ways that you can. Because this is causing problems. First day, who has goats? Nobody. Second day, now you hold down the goats. All of a sudden.
The owners is sure.
Not even the owners. What's this? Some tactical unit. Maybe even SARS. They come to the compound, shoot, blah, blah. Wait them day. Take the male goat, take the female goat, take his mother. And he said the goat gave birth at the police station. So, you know, you heard him now. I'm not trying to be funny, but there's a lot to this story that feels... I'm not doubting him, but there are some, you know, some parts that I feel like are quite... So my brother, please, engage a lawyer. That's what you need to do. First of all, understanding your rights, and then them helping you to... interpret. The police is definitely not supposed to do that. You know, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. I don't even understand how the owner of the goat went to, like, how does that even? So you go to the police and hey, waiting car, do you come?
Somebody thief my goat. My goat has been stolen, and I know the culprit.
Oh, come on. And then we know how the police would ask you to buy money for fuel. So let's even imagine that you give them that to go and rescue your goat.
I mean, you could have easily just gone to the people to say, this is my
goat. And you know where the goat is. So there's a lot with this story that doesn't feel right, you know. So my brother, you have to get a lawyer. You just have to. Because I don't, like we here in radio, we don't know what to do with this information. I can't give it to my news team. I imagine going to the newsroom. Ash, you know the people we have in our newsroom. I'm going to mention their name. Soibi Oluwari, Emeka Otuka, Mata Okere, Choma Izenwafo. And then I'll enter the newsroom. I say, I have important information. They're like, okay, what is it, Sam? We're busy. Because those guys in Nigeria are always busy.
And this is not to discount that this issue is not important.
No, we're not. We're not saying it's not. But I know my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sam. I say, well, first of all, you need to know that there's a goat in this story. Listen, let's not kid ourselves.
When you say it like that.
No, we have to start now, like prepare their minds for what is to come. And let's even imagine that they pick the story. And then this has to be headline news. So 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. And I would like Constance Mega to be the one reading the news. On the news this evening. Come on. It just wouldn't work. So my brother, I'm not making a mockery of your situation, but it really can't do anything with it, you know. So take a lawyer. You know, go there. Let's start the first process of trying to, you know, right the wrong. And then from there, we would know what to do with it. But I must tell you that, you know, some parts of the story, it doesn't make sense that the police would do that. I'm not...
It would make good news for our sister station.
Oh, come on, Ashley. You're on your own. Somebody has sent a crazy comments connected to this. And I feel like this has changed the dynamics of our conversation. Because
like,
it's gonna be
like, what do you do when your goat is stolen?
It's gonna be
when
hard.
You're accused of stealing a goat.
It's gonna be hard. So my brother, your mom is in detention. I'm even shocked that you're even at home at this time. Because I would expect that the whole of today you would have pursued.
Yeah.
I mean, she slept there last night. It doesn't make sense that you're even at home listening to radio calling. No. This should be top priority for you. You know, it should be. All right. Maybe we should play a song, because everybody who calls now would want to respond to the goat story. And okay, so let's see. Hello.
Oh, Sammy. Sammy, won't you somebody this night too?
Good evening.
We'll submit your CV, your comedy CV for you. So tactical teams, so like IG special squad.
I mean, that's with what he described, it has to be some special forces. I'm just saying.
Including the DSS now.
I beg.
So, talking about our topic today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for doing Thank that. You. God will bless you. Please, go ahead.
Our topic. I don't like, I get angry when I see these ladies. Okay, some ladies, let me not say these ladies. Some ladies that... they're into prostitution and they are looking for a way to justify it by saying, I know why I was frustrated, there was nothing I could do, this, that. Man, you have a hand and a leg, see, as I am now. I'm visually impaired. But I assure you, I can feed a family.
Wow.
Yes. It's not about this. There's nobody in this life that doesn't have any something to. That God kept for you somewhere that you can, you know, pick up and make yourself better. Like the first story you painted about the girl that slept with that goes to sleep with a married man for money. She knows that, first of all, that the rent will get expired. She knows that mama is old. So what happened to the 9 months or 8 or 7 or 12 months that she was, that they have already paid for. What was she doing with those time? So you get my point. There's no excuse for, like, even the law is even correct. See, ignorance is not an excuse.
Hello?
Ignorance is definitely going to take somebody to hell. He can be ignorant. You know that God doesn't have time for your excuses. That's the truth.
All right.
You're failed. So you have to. I don't just like it. I hate it when I see girls justify or guys justify themselves for evil. Man, you've done good. You can do good. They have been good there before that evil. You can look for a way. Somebody can. You can work it out. So. In conclusion, Sam, there's no better wrong. Wrong is wrong. Wrong is big wrong. Okay. You steal Pepe and you steal $1 million. You guys are criminals.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. So no excuses, he says.
I like that he emphasized the wrong. And I'd like to say that a lot of times we withdraw empathy and discount what people are dealing with. Now, you can discredit the action, but don't discredit what people are dealing with.
Okay.
Because a lot of times the things that people will do is because of what type of information they've been exposed to. And they don't know how to chart a different reality from the one that they are faced with. So if you have that, because... everything, the difference between two people is what they know and what they do.
Yeah.
If you know better, you do better. So there are people who don't have all the information that the next person has. Therefore, their actions are limited.
Indeed.
So if you don't put that into consideration, you're always going to judge people. So I understand that certain actions are wrong. But I understand that some people can be in a fix. And that's why they are doing what they are doing. In the places where we can offer empathy and help, that aids them come out of those type of situations, we should do that. But otherwise, yes, discount that bad behavior, but also have empathy enough to say, see, I understand what you're dealing with. You shouldn't have done this, but I understand where you are and the fact that you need help. And whatever type of help you can give, please, by all means.
All right. Wise words from a wise man.